Access number 32389, Mr. Heath Hunter, Reel 6. Now, so what else were you doing at North Luffenham? I mean, you've got a bit of practice bombing, a bit of evasive manoeuvres.
Went to church parades regularly.
Were you there when the news of the VJ Day came through?
Yes.
Yeah. Were there any parties then or anything?
No. No parties.
Well, how did you feel about that?
Well, we felt disappointed at that stage. It was at that stage I sort of began to think of staying in the Air Force as a regular.
Now, why did you decide to do that?
Well, I thought it was a great life. I enjoyed the flying, and I enjoyed the whole life. And we kidded ourselves that when we got married, we'd get accommodation, which you couldn't get normal houses. We thought we'd be in for that. So it was on that basis. I think I left here one day saying I was going to come out, and the next time I saw her, I said, well, I'm joining the Air Force. And they were eager for us to join.
So when did that happen?
Must have been in September, yeah.
So where were you then? Were you still at North Luffenham?
I was then at, I'd left North Luffenham. I was at Cottesmore.
What were you doing there?
I was a ground instructor, part-time flying instructor on mosquitoes. Oh, sorry.
Okay, so...
I was then posted on leave, and I was very fortunate. I didn't get a recall. I wasn't recalled. So when I eventually, 6 weeks later, went back to the aerodrome, my crew had all gone, disappeared. I only ever saw one of them again. And I was posted once again as absent without leave. And they sent the RAF police to check with the postal authorities and to check if my telegram hadn't been received. So all in all, I was cleared. And at that stage, I decided I'd still stay in the Air Force. And I was posted to Cottesmore.
Now, what was the name of the... Cottesmore, is it?
Cottesmore. It's only about 20 miles from... It's 20 miles north of Luffenham, near Rutland Water.
And what was the unit you were at with there?
No idea. It wasn't anything spectacular. We were training. I'll stop that.
So you were an instructor?
An instructor there.
Flying instructor?
No, ground instructor, but did fly occasionally.
So what does a ground instructor do?
I had to teach them all about the mechanics of a mosquito, which I'd already learnt at the previous school when I was on the engineering course. Once they gave you a book and you knew these things, it was easy to develop one thing from another, one aircraft to another. And in actual fact, we were going down from four engines to two engines.
So you were just basically taking an engineering course on the Mosquito?
No, I was instructing on that, yeah. Ground instructor.
Now, so how are you enjoying that?
Not at all.
Why not?
Well, I wasn't in the Air Force, so that was... It wasn't my idea. If I'd been flying all the time, I was quite happy. When I wasn't flying, I didn't like the idea at all.
Now, had you already joined as a regular there? I thought it was at Cottesmore.
It was after Cottesmore, when I was recalled, eventually got back. I think I decided to join. Where was I called back to? Some place near Cirencester.
So, I thought it was at Cottesmore decided to be...
Well, I'd probably made my mind, but I hadn't...
But why would you decide to stay if you weren't enjoying it?
Because I was hopeful of getting back into regular flying when they'd sorted themselves out. At that stage, there was no possibility of the Berlin airlift or anything else. Actually, when you fly, it gets into your blood. You might not be good at it, but you enjoy it.
So you were at Cottesmore, 45, till when?
Oh, I was there about 8 weeks, I think, 8-10 weeks.
And then what?
Then I got more leave. Then I went down to Cirencester. I think it was Cirencester. So that's not what they called it, though.
And what were you doing there?
Nothing. Just idling my time away.
Doesn't matter. If you did nothing there, it doesn't matter where it was.
No.
So what next, then?
Then they, when I signed on, I was then posted to Carlisle. Now there we were really just marking time. We were flying Tiger Moths again. And we, I was there. I was there until Christmas. I'm sure it was Christmas I was there till. Then I was posted down to Rochester. That's, you know, the Rochester on the Medway, isn't it? And once again, flying Tiger Moths. But I'm trying to think it all out. So, and at this stage, they suddenly said, you know, we don't want you anymore. You ought to say goodbye to us.
Now, when was that?
I came out in 46.
So, now, how did you... I mean, so you'd basically not given you anything to do at all?
Nothing at all.
And how did you feel when they decided... I mean, I know you're quite bitter about it, so could you talk a bit about it?
I was very angry about it. I mean, we decided to change your career at virtually at their request originally, not to your idea, although basically in your mind you liked it. And, I mean, some of my mates, they did well. They continued flying. But we were out. I mean, we were told when we arrived at this place that they wanted to get rid of 1,200 pilots who were excess to their requirement. What they did, they continued the instructors and taught people to fly, yet they got rid of 1,200 people who were fully qualified. But that was their reasoning. There was no compensation paid. You just announced that you were leaving. And I was, I mean, they told me on the Thursday or Friday, and I was out of the Air Force the following Monday morning.
And that was when? Do you know which month in 46?
January, I think January 46.
So what were you going to do? I mean, we just get you back into civilian life. I mean,
they weren't interested what you were going to do. It was up to you to get a job. I went down to this labour exchange and they said, oh, we have no idea what to do. You'll have to find a job yourself. So we were thrown out into the big world. Fortunately, I was able to get into the oil industry, which I stayed in for the rest of my life.
So what was your job? How did you get into the oil industry?
By personal recommendation. Somebody knew me, somebody put my name forward, and I went and I joined Q8 Oil Company.
What was your job? What would you describe?
I originally went there as an expediter.
What's one of those?
Chasing up orders.
Management.
It wasn't management. No, we were expediting. You kept on top of the people who'd taken orders and promised you delivery. You had to make sure you got delivery to catch a certain sailing to a ship that was going out to Iran, or Kuwait in those days. And I was there for 6 years. Then I was transferred to BP, and they gave me a job with something they just started. That was around about 54 when they opened up in Iran again on the consortium, and I was sort of pushed into that. I finished up. I was head of purchasing for line pipe, valves, and all drilling equipment in Iran.
So a good career then.
Yeah, but it wasn't due to anything that they did. Now, I mean, all I got out of them when I was kicked out of the Air Force was an extra demobs. I had two demobs, you see.
So how did you feel about how do you feel about the RAF now?
I think it's a wonderful life still. I mean, I have a cousin, an uncle, he stayed in for, 30 years. And a cousin stayed in, but failed to be a pilot, and failed as a navigator as well. But another cousin, he was a navigator. And so it was a family issue, although not the sort of thing I would have done when I first left school. I mean, I can't say I think I was more interested in the Navy when I first.
So although you feel personally bitter about your career, you still like the RAF, you're still fond of them.
Yeah, but I'd never go to any of their functions ever. I do not go to any functions at all. In fact, I don't think I've been on an RAF station for 20 years. And that, I only went there, and I was treated like the group commander. I arrived in a big flashy Alvis, and I was looking for a warrant officer. Bloke stands to attention to me, says, "Yes, sir, no, sir." Because I've always said that the officers and the others, they were different races. When you pass out, I mean, everybody passed out as a sergeant, but the next day, the select few are commissioned and go and eat in a different mess. You never see them again, unless you're posted into the same area. So they seem to have a habit in the Air Force of didn't allow you to develop close friendships. I mean, it might have been deliberate, I don't know. But you got pally with a group of people, and then the next thing you're posted, and you go all over. You don't all go at the same place. In fact, rarely did you have anybody go with you. But that might have been part of the system. I don't know.
Thank you very much.